so critically acclaimed.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Not So Critically Acclaimed podcast. I'm Laura, and this week we will be discussing One of Us is Lying. But first, I know it's been a while since I've put out a new episode of the podcast, but I wanted to take some time to do a little thinking about how to make Not So Critically Acclaimed the best it can be. So in all honesty, I had hit that point where I wasn't truly looking forward to recording the podcast, and I guess you could say it was a bit of a burnout since I had been releasing new episodes every single week since February of 2020. With that being said, there's going to be a little restructuring of how the podcast is organized. For starters, I think I'm going to be releasing episodes every other week instead of every week, just so I don't overload myself and hit that burnout again. The second and more exciting aspect of the restructuring is that I'm going to start having guests on. Now, I've probably said this before, but I always felt like my podcast wasn't a real podcast since I don't have a co-host and I would never have guests on like most podcasts do. So I wanted to change that. So going forward, this is how Not So Critically Acclaimed is gonna work. Every other week, I will choose one TV show or potentially a movie to discuss. Monday, as usual, will be the typical part one episode with just me, where I give the whole lowdown about a show, like how I found the show, my experience watching it, who stars in it, and of course, what's it about. Then on Wednesdays, part two will drop, which will contain spoilers, as you guys know, and it will be the same as before in that I share my thoughts and opinions about the show as a whole or the latest season of a show if I've already discussed, you know, some of it before. But now I will have a guest who will share their thoughts and opinions as well, and we'll be able to have more of a conversation about the show instead of me just unloading everything. So I hope that you'll like this dynamic. I hope that I'll be able to line up a bunch of guests. I'm in the process of doing so now. So I will say, if you know me personally and you love discussing TV, please reach out because I would love to have you on as a guest. So far, I'm kind of just reaching out to friends and some other like people who are also like television movie creators. So it's going to be exciting, I think. So now that the housekeeping is out of the way, let's get started on this week's episode. So like I said, we'll be discussing Peacock's original series, One of Us is Lying. Now, the show just premiered at the beginning of October, and I think they were dropping two or three episodes a week, which was interesting. Like, I don't understand why streaming platforms like HBO Max, Paramount Plus, and Peacock only drop one or a few episodes a week instead of dropping the whole thing at once. Like, what makes it different from any broadcast network then? The whole point of a streaming platform is that you can binge it right in the moment, like right away, just like Netflix does. And what especially confuses me is that these specific streaming platforms all have corresponding broadcast networks. You know, HBO Max has HBO, Paramount Plus has CBS, and Peacock has NBC. So those are broadcast networks where you have one episode a week. So I don't understand why would they have a streaming platform with shows that are also going to be one episode a week. Like, it, in my opinion, might as well just put those on cable and not have it on the streaming platform. Like, you know what I mean? I just don't get it. I also wonder what goes into determining if a show ends up on the broadcast network or if it ends up on the streaming platform. You know, I wonder if it has something to do with budgets or like the timeline, because usually shows that are on broadcast television are like 20 or something, like 20 to 25 episodes. Not usually 25. It's like maybe 22, 23 episodes that span from like September to May. Versus streaming platforms, all the shows are usually like seasons are 10 episodes or less. Sometimes the episodes themselves are longer, but still, like, you know, it's vast different. But anyway, so I know with One of Us is Lying, it's only 8 episodes, which sucks because honestly, it was fantastic. So I had first heard about One of Us is Lying through TikTok because sometimes I find myself on BookTok and One of Us is Lying is a book series. So this one particular video I saw was specifically after Outer Banks season one had dropped, because it said that One of Us is Lying was being turned into a TV show and Chase Stokes, who plays John B. in Outer Banks, was going to be in it. Because I had heard that and was already a fan of Outer Banks and Chase Stokes, I added One of Us is Lying to my book list to read, and it had stayed on my radar. But, you know, time passed by and I never read the book, and I started to learn more about the show, you know, as it was getting closer, you know, they were filming and then when the show was going to air. So by then I didn't bother reading the book because, you know, you guys know if I had to consume one of them first, the book or the show, I would obviously choose the show because I want that to be the new aspect as opposed to, you know, having it spoiled beforehand by reading the book first. So long story short, the show premiered at the beginning of October. I watched the first episode and recorded a TikTok reaction video of me watching the first episode. I absolutely loved it, but I was busy with other stuff, so I didn't end up watching any more of the show until about 2 weeks later, the week that the season finale was airing. So, you know, once I watched the second episode and started watching back-to-back episodes, I was completely hooked, and I really hope it gets renewed for season two because there are pretty few new shows that hook me this quickly. So I really absolutely loved it, and we'll get more into the details of why a little bit later. But first, let's talk about who stars in this show. So up first, we have Mark McKenna, who plays Simon. So the only thing you might know him from is the TV show Wayne, which was a YouTube original series. I've never seen it. I distinctly remember one of my followers like DMing me that I would like the show, but I didn't end up watching it. I think Sierra Bravo from Big Time Rush is also in it. Then we have Cooper Van Grudel, who plays Nate. He's been in the shows Unverified and Monday Night Menace. Then there's Annalisa Cochrane, who plays Addie. She was in The Young and the Restless, Heather's the TV series, Kappa Crypto, and of course, Cobra Kai as Yasmin. Then we have Marion Lee Tejada, who plays Bronwyn. She was in a few episodes of Orange is the New Black and the Purge series. And fun fact, in 2011, at the age of 19, she was crowned Miss Dominican Republic and then competed at Miss World, which is so cool. Okay, up next, I'm definitely going to butcher his name and I apologize, but Chipukum Uche, who plays Cooper. So he was in a few episodes of American Housewife and pretty recently the movie The Tomorrow War. Then we have two people who are more, I don't know if they're recurring role or if they're main cast. I feel like they're in almost every episode, but they're not like the main characters. But I have to mention them because I'm sure you'll know them from other things. Up first is Barrett Carnahan. We've talked about him before. He plays Jake, and you would know him from Alexa and Katie, Cruel Summer, and Cobra Kai as well. He plays the young, I'm totally blanking on him, but the sensei who originated Cobra Kai. He plays the young one of him from the war. So it's a little Cobra Kai reunion with him and Annalisa, even though they didn't have any scenes together in Cobra Kai. And then lastly is Sarah Thompson, who plays Vanessa in One of Us is Lying. And she was in two CW shows, one being Burden of Truth and the other one being The 100. So as for the plot, the best way to describe One of Us is Lying is Pretty Little Liars meets Gossip Girl meets The Breakfast Club. So the show takes place at Bayview High School in San Diego, California, where there's all the typical drama of any other teen drama TV show. At the center of the drama is an app called About That, where blog posts are published spilling the secrets of students at Bayview. Now, who may you ask is the author of these blogs? Enter Simon. Now, unlike in Gossip Girl and Pretty Little Liars, where Gossip Girl and A's identities are a secret, everyone knows that Simon is the author of About That. He has prided himself on outing people's secrets as a way to teach them that they're not entitled to do these things without reaping the consequences. So the show kicks off at the start of a new school year and on the very first day, and Simon releases a post that alludes to four student secrets, which he's going to drop in full later in the week. It just so happens that on the first day of school, Simon, along with those four students, end up in detention. Now, who are these four students? So we have Bronwyn, who is aka the Brain. She's the smart girl who's competing for valedictorian with Simon. Then there's Nate, aka the Criminal. He's Bayview High's resident drug dealer. Then we've got Addie, aka the Princess. She's the pretty cheerleader dating the captain of the football team. And lastly is Cooper, aka the athlete, who plays the baseball player who's trying to go pro. Now, in detention that day, something happens and Simon ends up dead. So now the focus is on these four as they think one of them is responsible. Overall, like I said, the murder mystery, people being watched and having secrets aspect is very much like Pretty Little Liars. The social media secret sharing is very similar to Gossip Girl, and the thematic overview of fitting in and then, you know, like the jock, the princess, the criminal, the brain aspect is very much The Breakfast Club. All 8 episodes are out now, so if you don't have Peacock, you can set up a free trial and binge watch. Also, though, if you're someone who still has cable, you may be able to create a premium account with your TV provider. I know that's how I was able to get it, so just look into that beforehand. But please, please go watch it so it can be renewed. I also realized that One of Us is Lying, what the book is an actual book series. I didn't realize that. I thought it was just one book. I don't know how many books. Obviously, it's at least 2. But I'm not going to be reading the first book, at least because I'm not going to read it because I'm afraid that there might be elements of the book that haven't been explored yet in the show, and they will in the future. Most of the time, I don't read the book until the show is ended. But honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, most of the time, the only books that are based on, or the only shows that are based on a book that I've read, I feel, are the Pretty Little Liars books, because everything else is pretty much movies where the movie like comes out and it's over. It's not like there's going to be another season next year. But Pretty Little Liars, I distinctly remember watching at least like 2 seasons of the show before starting the book series. And the books of Pretty Little Liars and the show are so different than the show, like insanely different. Like honestly, the only thing that they have in common is the character names, a few of the storylines in how the books first start out, and like the character of A. But otherwise, they're so insanely different. But with that being said, please, like I said, go watch One of Us is Lying so it will get renewed. And I will be back on Wednesday, just me this time, because I'm still working out guests for the future. And I'll share my opinions and thoughts about the first season. So thanks for listening, and I'm excited for the new chapter.